I really feel, you know, honored to be part of the crew right here, but I keep flashing to somebody in Great Neck or somebody in New Jersey or somebody upstate New York, you know, picking up on lots of great live music, which is not ordinarily the situation. I can't make up my mind if I wish I were here or there.
I know, I thought about that, sitting out by your radio so you'd be getting the full impact. Although, down here in the basement, they have a monitor set up so that all the technicians can see what's happening. And Pete and I have been standing down here, and you pretty well get a great sound, but you miss the crunch, you miss the crowd excitement upstairs.
Yeah, coming in before, you know, I think there's the audience has as much of a responsibility and role as the performers.
No question. Scott and I remarked before, I wonder if you felt the same way when we walked into the theater. It was less like a closing than an opening night, right?
Right. I don't think there's any way that this is going to be awake in the traditional down sense. You know, it's like
it's such a mixed emotion, Pete. It's like doing something you really dig and enjoying every minute of it, but then there's always that like kind of dull ache when you remember it's the last time,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It is that mixture that I think makes it...
Mixed emotions, as they call it, right.
Yeah, certainly more involving than your average weekend concert, you know? We're going to send you back upstairs very shortly. Edgar Winter's White Trash, unannounced, will be on as our third attraction of the evening. Albert King having opened the show at about a half an hour later than planned, I think at 9 o'clock. And the Jay Giles Band went on about 5 to 10. And as you, of course, heard at home, just went off now. And let them take it upstairs.
Okay, we're back. Bathed in the indigo light backstage at the Fillmore while they're switching equipment for Edgar Winter to go on.
Said the Jay Giles Band just brought this place crazy. They made them crazy. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
As Mike was saying before, they were cooking tonight. Let's see, who is in this little crowd here? We have Mike Kleffner.
Mountain is going on now? Oh. Okay, Mountain is next.
All right, Jay Giles has just finished a very, very fine performance, and Mountain is coming on, right, Mike?
Yeah, this looks like that.
This is Mike Harrison with Howard Smith.
Dave Herman.
Mike Klempner.
What I just noticed a minute ago here is for this momentous occasion tonight, the level of groupies are very high.
Yes.
The way they're dressed and the way they look.
Classy.
A very classy night for groupies.
Oh, Allison Steele has just joined us.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
we've just spoken to everybody from downstairs. It's a little warm down there and a lot of technicians, a lot of equipment. So we kind of came up to see what was going on backstage.
You had the opportunity to hear a concert above you, from speakers and on television.
As a matter of fact, we're in the basement where the technicians are, right below the stage, and Jay Giles was so spirited as he went 1, 2, we had a vision of him coming right through the floor onto the console, which would have been different.
Seen it at the Marx Brothers.
Let me interject for a second. I think you announced Mountain would be next.
Yeah, it's a flash bullet.
The Allman Brothers.
It's the Allman.
No.
We announced
really
Edgar Winter.
It is Edgar Winter.
It is Edgar Winter,
which is playing through Mountain's equipment.
As you can see, we have everything completely straight back here.
That's exactly where it's at.
First, let's describe exactly the scene that we're standing in. The ember lights. What is this? A blue
indigo lights.
Indigo lights.
And you're standing in a kettle drum,
uh-huh.
And I'm in a tuba.
Other than that, everything's normal, right?
But we're enjoying it. We're backstage. They're building the set for the play, and.
The lights are on in the house.
There's drums, guitars, people coming and going.
This is Metro Media Stereo in New York, WNEW-FM.
Some of you may have come a little later, missed some of the other people you might know here, so while we're changing, raise the house lights, and you might try saying hello to one another.
Test.
Okay, we're waiting for Edgar Winter and White Trash to come on right now. And the next voice you will hear should be Bill Graham making an announcement and introduction from the stage. So we're told. Let's hope.
Destiny. Turn.
This is Metro Media Stereo in New York, WNEW-FM.
Would you welcome, please, one of the happy sounds in music today, Edgar Winter's White Trash.
We don't mean to slow the show down or anything, but we'd just like to say a couple of words before we start. We're certainly privileged to be here at the last night of the Fillmore, and we wanted to make a few dedications before we started. First of all, we wanted to dedicate our show to a very lovely lady and her husband that came here, have never been out of Louisiana, and they came here on their first plane trip all the way to New York. It's John Smith's grandmother, and she is responsible for naming our group White Trash. We'd like to welcome her. And we also want to dedicate our portion of the show to Bill Graham and all of the Fillmore family that have been so nice to us here. And also to rock and roll that's going to live forever. Rock and roll!
Come on, baby. Come on with me. Come on, baby. Come on down with me, girl. Come on, baby. Come on with me. Come on. here tonight. Lord, I want y'all. You got to get it on. Yeah, you do.